This is VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. Our focus this time is on U.S. diplomats in Beijing who joined a Chinese online forum in early May to answer people's questions about life in America, until the forum was shut down with no explanation. What's going on here? The four U.S. diplomats were engaging with users of the question-and-answer website Zhihu. A cached version of the U.S. Embassy's Discover America forum shows that it got 1 million views before being deleted on May 17th. That same day, China's Communist Youth League went on social media to say some Chinese web users were unhappy with the U.S. diplomats for trying to make America look good in the battle for Chinese public opinion. The U.S. Embassy expressed disappointment with the shutdown of the Q&A session and said it relayed that message to Chinese authorities. Perhaps the message got through because China's state-run Global Times news site published an editorial on May 25th saying it is unnecessary for Chinese internet regulators to be overly nervous about every word coming from the United States. But the Global Times also had a warning for the U.S. Embassy. Don't let your diplomats become overly active in trying to influence Chinese opinion. So just what is permissible for the United States when it comes to online diplomacy in China?
There isn't a clear line drawn because, you know, what's acceptable to Chinese authority and what isn't hasn't really been codified in law.
David Wertheim is a senior editor with Foreign Policy magazine in Washington. He says the legal uncertainty actually benefits the Chinese government,
because it ensures a degree of self-censorship that in some cases goes beyond what authorities might actually require. And that's, I think, actually the inevitable result of the unclear welter of regulations as they apply to speech in cyberspace. So to me, really, what the Global Times editorial is doing is just in line with this.
Wertheim says he thinks someone at Zhihu may have deleted the U.S. Embassy forum as an act of self-censorship.
One thing I can say for certain is that there's a good deal of anxiety in some of these private internet companies about precisely what is okay and what isn't. Clearly, an organization like Zhihu would not want to imperil or do anything that it felt would imperil its ability to continue to exist as a site.
Here in the U.S., Facebook doesn't appear to be showing any anxiety about U.S.-based Chinese diplomats using its platform to communicate with Americans. Those diplomats administer one Facebook page for the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. In some of its latest posts, the Chinese consulate's Facebook page shows photos of Chinese ambassador to the U.S., Chu Tian-kai, hosting a musical event in honor of U.S. Supreme Court justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor. It also posted a note saying China's historical rights in the South China Sea are undeniable, despite the Philippines' attempt to question them by, quote-unquote, distorting facts. While China's embassy in Washington did not respond to questions about the goals of its diplomats' Facebook outreach. Such outreach is getting attention from the editor of the Wall Street Journal's China Real-Time blog, Felicia Sonmez. She tweeted on May 25th that some of China's foreign diplomats are taking an increasingly high public profile. Foreign Policy's Wertheim says he is not aware of the U.S. government making any complaints about that.
Obviously, we have much more robust free speech protections here in the United States. Those protections extend to non-citizens. And we have different values, you know, that animate our legal regime here. And so it's not surprising that foreign diplomats would get more leeway here than they would in China.
It's not just Chinese diplomats using Facebook to share their messages with Americans. Chinese state-run news outlets are doing the same thing. People's Daily, China Xinhua News, China Daily, and Global Times, those four outlets have 33 million Facebook followers between them.
They are enjoying the protections and a culture of tolerance for free speech that simply doesn't exist in China. And some people have pointed out this discrepancy and have suggested that we should not be allowing such a degree of latitude to Chinese governmental organs operating in the United States.
It is a latitude that China does not provide to U.S. media outlets whose websites are blocked in China when their content deals with issues that Beijing considers to be sensitive. Do Chinese leaders worry about being perceived as applying a double standard on Americans who want to use social media to reach the Chinese people? Wartime says, not too much.
I think what they're more concerned about is maintaining control and maintaining stability. And what they might say in response to the argument is, yes, we do have two sets of standards. You have your laws in the United States. We have our laws in China. And you've got to obey our laws when you're operating in China. I think the problem there, as I've said, is that it's unclear exactly what it means to obey the rules and regulations in China because they are so strategically ambiguous and unclear.
How have social media users been trying to make sense of the deletion of the U.S. Embassy's Zhihu Forum? A Hong Kong-based China researcher at rights group Amnesty International, William Ni, noted that one of the deleted questions from a Chinese web user was the seemingly innocuous, how to buy cheap theater tickets in New York City's Broadway district. Ni wrote, I guess learning how to buy Broadway tickets is indicative of the so-called Western cultural penetration, a term used all the time by the Communist Party. And on Twitter, Sonmez's tweet of her Wall Street Journal blog about the Zhihu Forum shutdown got this response from user M.H. Zhu with the handle ZMH1986. Chinese officials just can't handle the fact that Americans can do so many things. Well, what do you think about China restricting public diplomacy efforts by Americans and the lack of such restrictions on Chinese diplomats in the United States? You can post your comments on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. Also, let me know what you'd like to hear on VOA China 360 going forward, and I hope you can join me again next week.